there is an activity that is built for today to call for broader democracy in Swaziland, as well as to denounce the ban by government, the ban of the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, which is the only labor federation in this country.
But aren't you going to clash, possibly violently, with the police or security agencies? Don't you fear the lives of your people might be put in jeopardy?
Our intention is a peaceful protest march, but we can see on the streets that the security forces are fully packed. The caspiers and cars and all three branches, which is the police, the prisons and the soldiers, are there. We do not wish to see our people getting injured, but it is the government that is violent. And we want the whole world to be aware of that, that the Swaziland government is very violent against peaceful protests, because we are protesting peacefully and we do not anticipate any people to be hurt. But we cannot guarantee that it won't happen, because we have been told yesterday the Prime Minister issued a very stern warning that he has ordered the police to be very confrontational and to be very brutal to the people.
Now, so why wouldn't you listen to the warning and try to have a dialogue with the government instead of going to the streets that could possibly not turn well for supporters or democracy activists?
There is no one to talk to. We have been available to discuss issues. Even the discussion of the ban concerning the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, which only happened last week, we have been trying to avail ourselves for discussions, but the government is refusing. They are telling us that that is an order, we must comply. And on the issue of democracy, they are telling us that that will never happen while they are still alive. So there's no one to talk to. We want to talk, one dialogue, we're peaceful, but we don't have anybody to talk to.
So if you go ahead in the streets today to demonstrate and demand democracy, what's next?
We intend to go and deliver a petition to the Prime Minister's office if we will be allowed to get there. But if they disperse us violently, then of course we will disperse. But our intention is to go and make our demands known to the head of government.
So what would be your message to Swazis who are seeking for democracy as well as ensuring the ban is lifted of the Trade Union Congress?
Is to tell them that not to lose courage, not to lose hope, but to join these mass demonstrations, because that's the only way we're going to demonstrate our seriousness in terms of ensuring that our rights are granted in this country. If we retreat, then what happens is that the regime will be strengthened. But if we go to the streets, we show the ruling regime as well as the international community that there is a problem in Swaziland, we believe that we are going to win. Victory is certain, all in good time.